And Scotty, I am still listening to your podcast. I still love it, and I like your new website, Scotty the little Aussie, but little Aussie battler. And anyway, speaking of podcasting, I'm sure you all heard that Omar has now quit podcasting.
This just into the Big Fatty Chicago Listening Center. Omar is not a Mexican. He recently went to Spain to visit relatives. And Omar is fucking a Dutch boy, not a German. Not that there's anything wrong with Mexicans or Germans.
Please hang up and try again. So they're dropping like flies after, I said I just took a break and I'm not podcasting nearly as much. This is once every 10 days. Yeah, that's not good. But Omar quit podcasting and he just had a little 4-minute ending of his show and said, you know, thank you to everybody, but he's done. And then Wes Stone put out the show where he said, he's quitting. Yep, he's quitting. He's done. And then, of course, he says, no, I'm not quitting. But he called this show, I'm quitting too. And that was funny. So, yeah, Wes, I'm still listening to you too. And Daniel Brewer, whatever, if he listens to this, he'll laugh. He quit too. I haven't heard a word from him. So what is the deal? Why is everyone quitting podcasting? I mean, yes, I quit for like 2 weeks. And then I came back and I'm only doing a show once every 10 days or whatever. But at least I'm still podcasting. Of course, love Big Fatty because he puts out one every day. And that's the first thing, and some days the only thing that I listen to, because there are some days when there is nothing that shows up in my iTunes thing. So, what's up with that?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Brewer, whatever.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 449. Of the BFO for Friday, the 23rd of October, 2009. Y'all, Big Fatty has had a couple of glasses of wine, and I don't really have a list, so God only knows what you're gonna get today. Oh, we love it, Big Fatty. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. Oh, dear Gussie, I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty is recording very, very late on Thursday evening. In fact, I would suspect that both Myron and the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
I am sure they have already left for the haunted redwoods. And y'all, the only thing that's going to be haunted about those redwoods is the fact that Sea Hag's going to be there. Y'all, it's going to be, there are going to be small children up there, and there's going to be this giant blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and crawls and goop. Be-doo, 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 be-doo. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Anyway, that's what's going to be haunting about the redwoods. But that and y'all, I am hoping like there's no tomorrow that at some point during that 10-day or 11-day or 12-day visit to the redwoods that Myron and Conscience,
Jesus,
that they lock Vera in the car. And they do a podcast together. And, you know, just leave her out of it. You know, it's about time, y'all. There have been many listeners out there that have been bellowing for this. They've just been bellowing for it. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, that's a good word, Big Fatty. Why don't you write bellowing down? Bellowing for it. That's today's thing. Y'all, I got an e-letter from David out there in Denver. Y'all, he just got a real chuckle, when, that, barking spider, slipped out the other day on the podcast, and y'all, he said, just about fell off his chair, and, he shared a story about, how, he farted in front of sixth graders, and they giggled and all, and y'all, when he was telling me the story, it sounded like he was, giggling like a sixth grader, so, anyway, but David, I'm glad that I was. Big Fatty, I'm so glad that your loins were able to entertain the listening public. And y'all, I don't really have. It's a big weekend here at the coal mine this weekend, and y'all, It's just been a very long day, and tomorrow, not tomorrow, Friday, today is going to be, it's not going to be a long day, but there's just a lot of things that need to go perfectly right. And that takes it out of you. And Big Fatty's feet hurt already, and it's just, when I'm recording this, it's just Thursday. But and then Saturday will be a long day for Big Fatty as well. And y'all, I'm just gonna have to try to make it through until I can get home on Saturday afternoon, spread it out, Big Fatty, and go into the coma. But you know, I was talking on yesterday's show about Galoka sending me the song and the little thing from the London Times. And Galoka's a lurker, kind of like Simon. You know, Simon, who used to listen, he's a lurker also. Now, y'all, before I forget, I do not know if there's going to be a little Fatty Cast tonight or not. If I had to guess, I would guess there will not be. Big Friday, you may be trying to pull a fast one on us, go over to Pride 48 around 7 p.m. Eastern, which of course is the only time zone that really matters, and see if it's over there. But I don't know. I forgot to ask Mr. Vader, but I'm going to guess no. But anyway, I'm going to read this thing from Galoka, because Galoka's over there in the UK. And it says, a well-planned retirement outside England's Bristol Zoo. And y'all, I've not pre-read this, so you're getting it on a cold read. Cold read, kind of like Big Fatty did over there on that Daniel burp, 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 burp show. Y'all, here it is. A well-planned retirement. And y'all, Big Fatty needs to know about a well-planned retirement. Outside England's Bristol Zoo, there is a parking lot for 150 cars and 8 buses. Well, first of all, right there, the London Times is not going to say a parking lot. They're going to say a car park. And Scotty, the little Aussie battler, would back me up on that. But anyway, for 25 years, its parking fees were managed by a very pleasant attendant. The fees were £1 for cars, which is about $1.40, and £5 for buses, which is about $7. Then one day, after 25 solid years of never missing a day of work, he just didn't show up. So the zoo management called the city council and asked it to send them another parking agent. The council did some research and replied that the parking lot was the zoo's own responsibility. The zoo advised the council that the attendant was a city employee. The council responded that the lot attendant had never been on the city payroll. Meanwhile, sitting in his villa somewhere on the coast of Spain, or some such scenario, which is not part of Mexico, as you heard from Omar there at the very beginning of today's show, is a man who had apparently had a ticket machine installed completely on his own, and then had simply begun to show up every day, commencing to collect and keep the parking fees, estimated at about $560 a day for 25 years. Assuming he was there 7 days a week, this amounts to just over $7 million. And no one even knows his name. I say good for him. Good for him. And y'all, that's just, it's the government. It's just the government, you know, you get the government involved and, you know, blah, 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 it's the government. So anyway, now y'all, I am going to play this Hot for Howdy song sung by Christine Baranski Galoka has sent to Big Fatty. And y'all, I've not previewed this either, so it's going to be a surprise for Big Fatty as well. Oh, Big Fatty, we love a Friday sing-along. Will you sing along with us? Well, I don't know what the fucking song is, so I can't. But you feel free to sing along if you know it. Okay, Big Fatty, get it started and shut your trap. You've been drinking wine.
If you are over 40, and I hope to God you are, you'll remember when TV black and white as well as free. And you won't be shocked to learn that when I wished upon a star, I wished for the love of a major TV personality. If today I stand before you, sullen, pale, and moody, it's because I've always pined for pine. You got it, howdy doody. Yes, I'm still hot for howdy, and if Buffalo Bob allowed, he would be my wedded spouse, and we'd be happy, knock on wood, and I'd be Mrs. Doody, for my friends might jeer and taunt. Your husband's just a puppet, I'd say that's just what I want. It wasn't just that Howdy was a puppet, oh no, it was more than that. He had nice friends, you remember, Clarabelle and Flubadub and Dilly Dally. And his hair, oh, his hair, even though I only saw it in black and white, I dreamed about that red hair for years. The truth of it is, I still do. Though years have come between us and I've known some other men, it is clear to me, despite it all, that we are truly matched. And though I am over 40, Howdy still is pushing 10. Well, when you love a marionette, there's always strings attached. So if I seem to be a trifle dull and grim, it is passion eating me alive and termites eating him. Yes, I'm still hot for Howdy, of that fact I still am proud, even though his head is hollow and his freckles painted on. I long to be Frau Doody, yes, I crave each moving joint. You say my man's a dummy, I say yeah, so what's your point? I'm still hot for Howdy, and I heard he's well endowed. He has never made a pass or even gotten to first base. No, I could not entice him, though I fluff and preen and primp. I guess with no one pulling strings, the guy is kind of limp. No, now don't laugh now, and don't be sad either. And if someday you see a lonely woman in the Museum of Broadcasting drooling over one of the consoles, don't pity her, for remember, it is better to love a piece of wood than to be one. And I'm still hot for Howdy, but there is still a rub, 'cause Howdy's in the closet dilly-dallying with Flora Doe.
It's Howdy Doody time. It's Howdy Doody time. Y'all, if anything is... by the way, first of all, thank you so much for that song. That was fabulous. And y'all, who doesn't love Christine Baranski? If there's ever a song that was ever meant to be played on a kazoo, it is the Howdy Doody song. And y'all, you know, you don't have to have a kazoo. You can do it with just a comb and a piece of paper. Or if you don't even have a comb, you can do it with just a piece of paper. Listen. Okay. Oh, Brad, how do you have fallen to new lows? That wine is really kicking in tonight. Oh, Lord. Now, y'all, earlier, now, I know that, and I'm going to get a little serious here for a second. Oh, Brad, Friday, wine and serious. That is never a good combination. But, y'all, earlier this week, Vera had a phone call on her show from one of her listeners, and I would just like to replay it here for you. Because I know that most of you that listen to Big Fatty do not listen to Vera. But anyway, I just want to play this for you, and then I'll come back and offer my own comments. Here we go.
Dear Auntie Vera, what was the source of the consternation between you and Big Fatty? What is your relationship with it, and why is there internet hate? I'd love to know the background regarding this. Thanks, Molar Man. Molar Man, lovey. Back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California. This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you. He came to California, and my family, it was during Christmas, my family invited him over on my recommendation for a Christmas Eve dinner because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, I mean, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, the whole, it was an and the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud and so, she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres and the main course. He dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table. And from then on, I've just had a bone of contention. There is nothing, Lovey. That's not true. He didn't take a dump on our turkey. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me. And all the nonsense that goes back and forth between us is fun. It's just fun. Although I wouldn't put it past him to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
Now, y'all, I will only bring this up because she's out there in the redwoods, okay? You know, do you notice how serious that was? And then that little snarky thing there at the very end. She's just like her, y'all. But, y'all, Vera is exactly right. Y'all, it's been amazing to meet so many of you. And, by the way, I'm not quitting, by the way. This is not an I'm quitting speech. But it's been amazing to meet so many of you that, y'all, I think it about the people that occupy my thoughts and my mind nowadays. And most of the people in my thoughts and mind, I've never met. And it's you. And it's, but the nice thing is, I have met some of you. And as, I don't know what the word is, but as interesting as you may find Big Fatty in all of this, I think that Big Fatty, the real person, probably isn't nearly as interesting, but you may disagree. And because I've met some of you in person, you know, I've met Omar and all the boys up there in the Chicagos, with the exception of the chairman of the board of the Rod Nelson Lemon Podcasting Network, Brian from Boston, Lurie Dean, so many folks at the Gay Days, and out at the different meet and greets at San Francisco. It just had the wonderful meet and greet. You know, Miss West, just, and I know I'm forgetting, you know, Holly, Nessa, the patron saint, and Ron Prada Soho, and y'all, it means. When I first started meeting people, I was really I don't know. But y'all, it has only gotten better, and I cannot begin to tell you how. Oh, dear Gussie, I cannot begin to tell you how fucking jealous Big Fatty is that Tim Cormall and Ron Prada Soho are going to meet Myron and Vera in person, face to face, from there in the Woodland Hills in just a few weeks. And y'all, it kills me that I cannot be there. Oh, it just kills me. But y'all, it all is in good fun. And, oh, and, you know, another person that I've met in person and just really enjoy being around is that Daniel...
Brewer, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.